Blog Talk Radio.
You might not get any other show except for maybe Freedomizer Radio. So we are going to be joined here. Normally I play a song and let everybody come in here. However, we are going to be joined here in less than 10 minutes and probably any minute now. We will be joined by Danny Tarkanian, who is running for Senate in the state of Nevada against Harry Reid. So I am hoping that everybody can stick around and grab Cass Sunstein talked about here, where anybody that's talking about like we talk about here and what some of us may believe, he's calling us out for an arrest. So I will get very, very heavy into that, and I am going to welcome your phone calls at 347-324-3704. So there's plenty of other topics I want to discuss. I mean, every day I could come in here with 3 hours of different news all day long. And that's why I enjoy having this Freedomizer Radio. And I want to thank Doc for picking up the first couple hours. Now, we will be more organized next week, and if we have not been organized as normal, that you would like to see. However, that Freedomizer Radio has been on. And just a show note for you guys, I apologized a couple days ago for the Bob Chapman thing, and that exactly happened how I told you it did, because Mr. Chapman was sitting in my old chat room waiting for me to bring him on, and then he realized that he had the wrong number, but oh well, things happen. He will be back with us with DemCAD again. We're going to try again. All right, so let's see here. Sorry, just trying to do something real quick here, but we will, let me see here. All right, sorry, I just had a pop-up here. And, Doc, to answer your question, yes, I am very interested in doing that. So if you can get with me after the show, or it could be during the show if, let's make it after, because nothing's officially etched in stone yet. If you guys want to discuss the Haiti earthquake, I am wondering myself, If this is weather modification, because I know if it was a hurricane, generally you would consider that to be modification. I am under the belief, I would say 2/3 of me thinks that this is a weather modification training, because the average person in Haiti isn't exactly very rich, and those are the useless eaters that Mr. Kissinger discusses on a regular basis. So that would lend me to believe that if you took out some of the useless eaters, and there's reports all over the place about all kinds of different numbers as far as who's injured, who's dead, and they just totally took out all communications. There's no airplanes coming in or out. So it's a very sad situation. Those people were hurting badly anyway, even more so than, actually, a lot more so than us. So if you have any inside information on, or your thoughts on the Haiti situation, give me a call, because I do want to discuss that, but I'm guessing it's going to have to be after Mr. Tarkanian steps in. So, yes, I will be asking about health care, gun control, climate gate. We're going to fire as many different things as I think we can get away with in speaking to Mr. Tarkanian. Let's see. I'm trying not to go into any other major topics here, because we are just expecting our guests to just pop in, because look, I guess my whole equilibrium feels like I'm off, because usually I have these couple minutes here to grab my tea and say hi to my kids real quick and everything else. So I guess I'm rushing, but that's all right, because I enjoy being here. So let me see here. Sorry, my kids just got here now, and I'm expecting a guest, and I just feel like I'm those 3 minutes, I should have just taken the break. You know what? Let's go ahead and get that break in now, because I really hate dead air, and I feel as though I really could have used those 2 or 3 minutes. So let me go ahead and take a break real quick. And when we... back. All right, you guys, as promised, within minutes after opening the show, we're joined by our first guest. He is a former college basketball star whose father made a big impression on UNLV basketball. He runs a very large basketball camp out here in Las Vegas as well. And he is the gentleman that we are pinning our hopes on right now to defeat Harry Reid and have him have an early retirement in 2010. You can find out about him more on TARK2010.org. And, well, you are a brand-new father, too, right, Mr. Tarkanian?
Yes, I'm a very proud father of my first son. I have 3 daughters already, but my first son was born December 17th.
Right, because I remember
the unions don't get taxed on their what they call Cadillac or expensive health care plans they have. And that was supposedly one of the last holdups. So I would expect something to happen within the next few days, if not a couple of weeks.
So they're going to go full steam ahead in the Congress and get this thing passed?
Well, they're going to try. Now, it's going to be interesting, because Tuesday there's a special election in Massachusetts. And if the Republican candidate wins, then I'm not sure they're saying they're going to hold up from him being sworn in. But if he wins, once he wins, I would think the senator from Massachusetts that he's replaced would automatically or instantaneously be lose his spot as a senator. And if it is, then it would only be 59 votes, not the 60. So that's
right.
One hope.
Right, so basically he's not an incumbent. He's just a seat warmer until they had their election.
Exactly.
Okay. So how much of the – now let me ask you here, with the health care bill, what scares you the most out of what you've read thus far? Because I know it's what, about 2,700 pages now?
Yeah, I'm still reading it. Now, there's so many things in there that is just contrary to the best interests of our country. And things that I would never dream of putting in there, not the least of which is the fact that estimates range that it's going to cost $2.4 trillion over the next, and I say over the next 10 years, but isn't it interesting that they don't implement it for 3 years until 2013?
Right.
So after the next presidential elections, of course, so people don't know the kind of effect that it'll have when they are voting for the next president. But you know, the cost is quite is just staggering. The fact they're going to create upwards of 70 new government agencies that are going to get involved and make different healthcare decisions for the people of our country. The fact that they, I mean, this is the most incredulous thing when you think about our country, is they're going to, for the first time in our country's history, they're going to force individuals to buy a certain product. And you think that it's never happened before. No way is it constitutional.
Right,
but they're
because
force
even
you to buy
New Hampshire still has it optional to buy car insurance.
Well, yeah. Well, car insurance is optional. You don't have to drive if you don't buy it. So even you don't have to buy it. If you don't want to drive, you don't have to buy it. But health insurance, you know, unless you don't want to live in the United States, which means you have to leave from your where you were born or your citizenship, you have to buy it. And if you don't buy it, it's not only a fine, but if you don't pay the fine, they'll throw you in jail.
Negotiations that everybody finds to be not exactly of the legal variety.
Yeah, and you're talking about giving, and these are where the constitutional challenges are springing up, and that's going to be whether you can give one state free or reimburse them for all the Medicare expenses that this bill requires and make the other 49 states pay for it. I don't see how it's constitutional, and I know many state attorney generals are looking into just that.
Now, one thing that scares me out of the health care bill, which I don't know if you had to read or not yet. I know it's in the late teens. Like, I want to say around page 1510 offhand, give or take 100 pages, because the bill has just been, you know, just added and added and added, and I don't know offhand anymore where they've added. I don't know if they just staple it on the back or they throw it in the middle or whatever, but the thing that scares me out of it the most, and I don't want to say the most exactly because I haven't read the whole thing either, but when it comes to the point where in order to get health care, that all, in order to receive health care, you must be up to date on all immunizations and vaccinations. And that part really scares me because there was an article that came out a few weeks ago that said that vaccinations are the way now where these companies like GlaxoSmithKline and all the others that make vaccines are going to start making their money.
Well,
and they're coming up with like herpes vaccines and AIDS vaccines and Alzheimer's vaccines. And if you have an allergy to grass, you have to get a vaccine for that. It feels like you have an iPhone where there's apps for everything. And I don't want to be in a position where I don't want all these vaccinations because who knows what after you get 82 vaccinations, how much your body can withhold or withstand, I should say.
Plus, and some vaccinations may be harmful to you, and people should have the right to pick and choose on some of those more dangerous ones. Now, it's really interesting to note that every time you see something like that in a bill, and it's not just this bill, it could be other bills, if you dig deep enough, you're going to see some company making a big profit off of it, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What gets me is if they really, because I believe that health care reform is vital and needs to happen, but and people are saying that, well, we need something, and what we need is not a bad bill that's going to make us worse. I'd rather have no bill and keep what we have until we can make it right, and I don't care if it takes 50 years.
Well, you know, there's two problems with the health care system, everybody's saying. One is that the skyrocketing cost. And the other one is the pre-existing conditions where people who have a pre-existing condition cannot
exactly.
get insurance. I'm going to give 4 points that we can do that would reduce our health care costs substantially, upwards to 50%. This is our health care premiums, upwards to 50%, and it won't cost the taxpayers one additional dollar. It won't create one additional government agency, and it will be market-driven. You allow people to purchase insurance across state lines. Just
yes.
like you do with a car insurance and a life insurance. If you allow people
yes.
to purchase insurance across state lines, you create more competition, which has always created a better product at a lower cost. Second thing is you implement tort reform, where you cap the non-economic
yes.
damages. Once you do that, you're going to help eliminate or at least substantially reduce the $210 billion a year doctors are spending in preventive medicine. $210 billion a year. It's staggering when you hear.
Well, not only that, but if you think on a job standpoint, Mr. Tarkanian, that if these companies are allowed to sell in every state, and granted some states might have different laws, so they might be in 47 states instead of 50. However, they're going to be hiring customer service people and medical professionals like crazy.
Yeah. Sure, but I'm talking about how to reduce the cost. You're talking about
jobs. Exactly. It's very, but it's a double-edged sword because our job economy is so poor that this is a winning situation for everybody.
Well, here in Nevada, 70% of all of our insurance premiums are written by one company. So what kind of competition do we have in here? I can't tell you how many times I have people come up to me and say, God, I just came from another state, such as California, and my insurance was better there and it cost less. Why can't I keep it? I don't have an answer for. But that's the first one. You know, allowing the purchaser to cross state lines. The second one is the cap on economic damages, the tort reform. And once you do that, you help eliminate the $210 billion a year the doctors are spending on preventive medicine. And preventive medicine isn't medicine that the doctors feel the patients need. It's medicine the doctors are doing to prevent lawsuits. That's a lot of money. The third area that we could 50% of our insurance premiums or upwards to 50% of our insurance premiums are just the cost of buying what the government tells us we have to buy, not what we picked and choose what we wanted to buy. If you do those four things I mentioned, we're going to reduce our insurance premiums upwards to 50%, and it doesn't cost the taxpayers one additional dollar. Now, with respect to the pre-existing conditions, I believe we should get away from the employer-provided plan to the individual portable plan. And what I mean by that is right now our country is the foundation of the healthcare system is employers providing their employees health insurance. And we give employers a tax break, a tax deduction when they do that. Well, and what happens when the employer leaves a job or they get fired? They lose that insurance, and then when they try to buy insurance,
Cobra, which is like three times the money.
Well, yeah, but and then you could only do it for 18 months. Now, what happens though after that is if you have a pre-existing condition and you try to get new insurance, that's where these people get denied their insurance because they have been dropped from a job and insurance Cobra runs out and they're out. Well, why don't we let individuals purchase their own insurance instead of the employers buying it for the individuals? The employers can put that cost that they pay for the employee's insurance into an individual health savings account. The individual can then use that money to buy whatever insurance he or she wants based upon the cost, and they can keep that insurance. And when they get if they lose a job or they leave the job or they become unemployed, they still have that insurance, and they can continue, and they don't get dropped. Then you don't have this problem with the pre-existing conditions where you don't have insurance, and now you're trying to find a new insurance company to buy them. You can do those five things, and it solves a good chunk of the problems we're having in our healthcare system. And why individuals don't buy it? This is individuals don't get a tax deduction if they buy their own insurance. If you're self-employed and you want to buy yourself insurance, you don't get the same tax break you get if an employer buys your insurance.
You know where I had to go get insurance when I owned my business? I ended up going to Costco. Because you're exactly right. There's no incentive whatsoever, and it's just as a business owner, it's one of the biggest challenges I had was trying to pick up health care and figure out who picks what.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Absolutely, I agree with you there. Absolutely.
Now, one other thing that I want to bring up in regards to the health care bill, which is something I would like to see in there, and I'm not the only one that agrees with this. The CEO of Whole Foods believes that there's nothing in the bill that contains anything regarding healthier eating. There's no food safety standards. And, you know, the diet and exercise is the biggest component to health in the first place. So if we are going to take care of health care, if we want preventative care, we need to be focusing also on healthier eating.
Yeah, but I believe we should be doing that through information and education.
No, I don't think to mandate it, but I mean we need to get the word out and teach even more on that.
I agree completely. We could spend some of the money that they're spending on this new health care plan and help get the message out to individuals of what happens to their body when they do certain things, whether it's eat certain products or drink certain things.
Right, exactly, which brings me up to another question here, Mr. Tarkanian, that I want to find out here, because recently Las Vegas was voted the third worst city in the United States for water safety.
Yeah, I saw that.
So what can we do, if you were in charge, or what can we do to make this so that we're at least middle of the pack?
You know, I don't know how you get, you improve your water system unless I guess you you're gonna have to reinvest in the infrastructure to improve the quality of the water you have there. I won't drink the water out of the tap now. Or my kids, we go through something that will distill it, clean it up, whether it's bottled water or one of those things that you buy. What we do in our refrigerator and run the water through it.
Right, because there's a lot of us here that don't want the fluoride added to the water. Because that goes back to the healthcare, because fluoride is one of the unhealthiest things that you can put in your body, and yet we have the third worst water safety. And I know it was added to the water in '99, and I don't know if you, as a senator, would have any sway in trying to eliminate that for better health for Nevadans. I mean, I don't know where to go on that because I've talked to almost everybody.
Well, when you're talking about that, it's really a state issue on what they would do with their water system here. It's not a federal issue. Federal issues would control, federal guidelines throughout the country.
Right.
Where it would be something the governor candidates could address better.
Okay. Right, because there was a bill out last year, the farming bill. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It used to be H.R. 875. And that really took into banning, like, outdoor gardening. You would need a permit, I guess, and you'd have to be inspected in your own backyard to grow fruits and vegetables or anything that could be consumed.
Yeah, I've heard of that, Bill. I didn't know the number that you just quoted, but yeah.
Right, and I asked Shelley Berkeley, because there was a town hall meeting, and I asked her about it. She said she never heard of it, but I go look on opencongress.org, and she was the third co-sponsor of the bill.
That's a little scary.
So I want to make sure that when we're hiring somebody that you know what bills you're signing off on, and not just doing a plan just to, 12 of my other GOP constituents want this, and they agreed that I will get funding for new bridges if I sign off on this.
Well, yeah, and that leads to two things. Number one is the new bridges and the pork barrel spending. You know, I've come out as a complete opponent of any pork barrel spending. I don't think the federal government has any business in providing pork barrel projects to individual states. If a state wants a certain project, the state should decide that they want it and pay for it. They shouldn't be trying to have their senator or representative in Congress hold up other legislation to get this thing passed. I mean, if the people in Florida want to build a bridge so that the turtles can cross the road and not get hit by the cars like they did with one of the pork barrels, let the citizens of Florida pay for it. And then the elected officials have that decision. It's not a federal issue. And if I go back to Washington, D.C., I'm a fight against all pork barrel spending. Now, some of my opponents in the Republican primary, they're claiming that Reid hasn't done enough to bring the pork money back to the state of Nevada. I think they're missing the point. There shouldn't be any pork barrel money brought back to Nevada or any other state. It should be eliminated.
So he's working a positive by accident, basically.
Well, no, he's not. Because he's taking whatever money he's not bringing here, he's giving it to another state.
No, I agree with that. I'm in agreement with what you're saying.
Well, let's eliminate all of it and let the state pick and choose. And you'd have a much better representation.
So if you don't want to comment, that's fine. But I just want to throw it out there, because Harry Reid has been quoted and on YouTube many times over the last few months discussing things like, if you don't like the health care bill, it means that you're a Ku Klux Klan member or you enjoy slavery and things like that. And it just seems as though we have to be bullied somehow to in order to agree with the health care bill. We have to be called names like this. If the bill, and like you said a few minutes ago, if the bill was so good, you wouldn't have to sell it to people in the way that you're selling it. People would be dancing in the streets that we're discussing this.
Yeah, exactly. I have a tenant in a building that I own that I just met with right before I got on the radio here, and he asked about the campaign. I said, oh, I think it's going very well. And he said, yeah, sure is. He goes, Harry Reid just keeps putting 2 feet in his mouth, not 1 foot. He has both of his feet in his mouth. And he said,
it's like he's
borrowing
his wife's feet to put in his mouth as well. That's how bad it is.
Exactly. And the guy said he's an embarrassment to Nevada. And then I looked at him. He said, well, you're right, an embarrassment to the whole country. And you know what's happened is he's been in Washington, D.C. for so long, and he's so consumed with power and arrogance that he says whatever he wants to say, feeling that it's never going to come back, and he's never going to be held accountable for it. Well, I'm here to tell Harry Reid that he's going to be held accountable for it. He's going to be held accountable to people in Nevada in November, and he's going to lose his job over it. And a number of
now, let me try to somewhat switch gears here, because I have not had the chance to meet Sue Loudon yet, but over
yeah, right. And the first polls came out, I was ahead of him by 11%, ahead of Harry Reid by 11%. I was ahead of Sue in a hypothetical matchup by 19%. I raised a lot of money on the internet in the first week and had a lot of volunteers. So I sat down with Sue and I said, Sue, why would you think about running? If you run, you're going to split the vote between us, and it's going to and maybe cause some hard feelings and give Reid a chance to win. But if you get behind me, we'll create such a powerful force. We'll get Reid out of office. And
mm-hmm.
She unfortunately decided to get in the race. And I can't begrudge her for that, because it's something she really wanted to do. And that deep down in her heart, I'm sure she feels she's the best candidate. But, you know, I believe the people of Nevada and around the country are tired of these long-term establishment candidates, people that have been a part of the party, and they want somebody who's a new face with a new voice who will go back to Washington, D.C., and do what's best for the state of Nevada, an independent voice, an independent person who will fight for what's best for the state, not necessarily just what's best for either the party or their position in the party leadership ladder. Now, Sue's been involved in the Republican Party as a chair for a number of years. I think that she falls into that category, and I believe I will have a much better chance of getting a beaten Reid in the general election because of that. She can't differentiate herself from Reid in that regards. And the second thing is, I mean, how does she campaign against Reid when she's admitted that she not only voted for him on several occasions, she's contributed thousands mm-hmm. of dollars on several other occasions? I mean, it's hard to then come back and say, well, I don't like Reid, he's a bad guy, when you're on the record doing that.
I'm glad you answered that. That I can definitely understand. And I've listened to Sue on various speeches, and I like her, but I think you're exactly right. When somebody votes for the other side, and it wasn't just once 30 years ago, but if it's been multiple times, then obviously there's a pattern. If somebody got into office, maybe not the first term around, but the second and third, they might emulate the person that they just voted for.
Yeah, I would not think that Sue would be like Harry Reid. In fact, I don't think anyone's going to want to emulate Harry Reid when they get in office. So I wouldn't think in that regards. But, I mean, think about it. If you're going in a general election, do you want the Republican representative to be somebody who is independent and fighting for the best interests of the state? Or do you want somebody who has voted and contributed thousands of dollars to Harry Reid? Who has the best chance of winning that matchup? And I think it's being reflected in the polls. You know, when Sue got in the race, she was ahead of me by a couple percent, and now in the last poll, I'm beating her by two. And again, I don't say this anything to degrade Sue. I do like Sue as a person. I just
right.
think that she's going to have a much more difficult time beating Harry Reid. I also think she carries a little bit of a different fiscal philosophy than I do. You know, I believe we're way overtaxed. When we live in a society that you don't get to keep one single penny that you earn until the middle of August because everything else goes to taxes, we have a society that's overtaxing us. Now, when Sue was in the state legislature, she voted 10, 11 times for additional tax increases, including an increase on each individual employee company hires. Basically, if the business hired a new employee, Sue voted a tax that employee $100 a.
I'm sure that with the government plan, they're just going to want me to just pay my fine and not offer health insurance, which I don't happen to like.
You're not just going to pay workman compensation when you hire a new employee, according to Sue Loudon's tax bill that's still in effect to this day. you're going to have to pay $100 in taxes for each new employee you pay.
I mean, right, and that's per pay period. So if you pay weekly, then you have to pay extra taxes.
No, it's $25 a quarter, $100 a year.
No, there's one tax. I can't remember what it is off. Staying on the unemployment insurance, let me just stick with the job market. What can we do in Nevadans, as Nevadans, to if you were in office, what can we push here to get more jobs this way?
Well, there's two things that we need to do to help our job market. The first is we need to help the businesses that are already here. We need to be able to give them a chance. I'm talking about the small businesses. 70% of our economy is driven by the small businesses.
Right.
And Obama spent almost a trillion tying our businesses hands behind their back and make it tougher and tougher for them to succeed. We got to help the small businesses, which make up 70% of our country's economy. And once you get them back on their solid footing, they're not only going to maintain the employee they have now, they're going to go out and give that employee a raise and probably hire another employee. Now, what happens when you create jobs through government, like Obama has been proposing? You have government money that's paying a government employee that once that job is done, that employee is now unemployed again, or you got to create another government job and pay him more government money. I mean, it's a spiraling effect that you never get out of.
Well, let me bring up another topic in regards to the jobs, and I'm sure as you know, Danny, and a lot of my audience, if they're from Vegas, they'll know we have a nationwide audience here. The state employees are looking at 8% tax cuts or pay cuts for two straight years.
There are different negotiations, I believe, with the different government, whether it's county or state. Are you talking about the state employees or all government employees in the state?
Yeah, the state.
That's something Governor Gibbons is proposing now, and I'm not real familiar with his plan. I've been following some of the things we're talking about here locally with our county employees and trying to get them and the unions to agree to a pay cut. But one of the big problems we have with the state employees isn't so much just their initial salary; it's their retirement plans that they get. If they work for 20 years, they can retire at whatever percentage it is, 65%, 75%, and they get that for the rest of their life. Well, when they start working at 20, and by the time they're 40, they get retirement from 40 to the rest of their life. People are living
right.
Their 80s now, so you can see the burden we're having on. Okay.
Well, fortunately, we don't have the population the size of California. Otherwise, we'd be basically a sinkhole as far as finances goes. But it is a sizable amount. You're exactly right.
Oh, you see what it's doing to California? I mean, we may not be as big as California yet, but we're going to have the same problems that they have if we keep emulating them.
Right. Now, something I did want to – I want to switch topics here with you. And I don't know how much because I remember I asked if you can come on the show, but I didn't ask how long we're going to be on. Can we take the top of the hour?
Go up to 7, absolutely.
Okay, I just had to ask because I all I got was the email that says yes, Mr. Tarkanian will be on at 6:10. So,
sure.
All right, let me ask you here regarding gun regulations because I know that obviously the Eric Holder has discussed wanting to take weapons off the United States can't have list. Yeah, well, like semi-automatics and things like that, and I guess eventually taking all the guns away from the people.
Oh yeah, well, first of all, I'm a very strong proponent of the Second Amendment and will be a strong defender of that right. When I'm in the Senate, I'm a lifetime NRA member and support their positions completely. Now, with respect to the assault weapons, I'm not sure if that's what you were talking about, but there was.
I'm thinking any weapons because there are some states that are. What was that? Eric Holder was trying to set it up where it would be the state to decide whether or not you have the privilege of even having a small handgun or anything.
That's the point. The Constitution trumps the right to go out and do that and own such a gun. And I would fight and defend that right.
Good. I'm right along with you there, because there are people like I don't know what you think of the czars that are out. I'm sure it can't be very favorable because in a in a republic like the United States, we shouldn't be having czars, but we have a gentleman like Cass Sunstein that not only wants to ban guns, but he wants to give animals equal rights in a courtroom as a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, the czars are completely unconstitutional, wrong also. What they basically are doing, they're acting as elected officials without having to be elected. And, that's not why. I mean, that's not our Constitution. You got to hold, if you want to be able to hold these people accountable, and you held them accountable for their decisions by elections. And the czars are appointed by somebody in the executive branch who doesn't want to face the president in the executive branch.
He would be calling for your arrest.
God, this is almost amazing to hear some of these things. Do you understand what we have?
I was
going to
cover that in my next hour, but I mean, we're already on the here. I figure if we're already discussing Cass Sunstein, I might as well just bring it up now.
God, we have a freedom of speech in our country. I mean, how can you say you can't discuss different theories that you or may believe that you believe in that may or may not be true? I mean, it's crazy to say that you can ban someone from talking like that. We have a First Amendment freedom of speech.
Now, I don't know how you go about firing a czar. Is that Obama only that could fire a czar?
That's why we shouldn't have czars right there, because of that. I assume it would be Obama only.
Because I don't know if because I don't think that's something that Congress brings to the Senate, and then the Senate makes some revisions, and then they vote, and then the Congress votes on the revisions. That's not how the czar thing works, right?
That's not my understanding. But again, you know, this is a new creation that has just exploded under Obama's
term, which I'm not a fan of Bush, but don't hold that against me. I don't know if you were or not, but Republican, I understand. And if, say, Bush, the Republicans also own the Senate and the Congress, I don't think that's necessarily a great idea either, even though it's your party, but we need to have checks and balances at all times.
There is a large segment of society that feels that way. Obviously I have a philosophy that is in line with the conservative Republicans, and
right.
I like to see the conservative Republicans have all three of those, the two branches and the executive branch, the Congress, Senate, and executive. But there are a lot of people that believe in just what you said. There should be a one party holds one, either the legislative or the executive, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this here, because I guess I would probably side with Republicans myself. I have to admit, with the presidential candidates, I've voted every election since I've been allowed to, but I've always ended up voting for a third party because I don't like whatever side has been there. And I am a big fan myself of Dr. Ron Paul. What can you tell libertarian candidates, or what can you tell people that would classify themselves as libertarians as to why they should trust you and as the most suitable choice?
Because I believe I am a libertarian in most regards. I have very strong libertarian beliefs. I think government should stay out of our lives. We should be able to make our own decisions. Government was created for a limited purpose, and they should stick to those limited purposes and let individuals have the choice to do other things. There's a lot of things that Ron Paul was advocating. I was a strong proponent of, and the people that know me and know where I when the campaign was going on 2 years know exactly that I feel exactly that.
Wow, that's even better of an answer than I personally expected. I'm impressed.
Well, I really feel that way, and it's easy to say. In fact, I have a hard time understand how people feel that government can make better decisions for themselves and their fellow citizens. I mean, does that make sense? And that's basically what you're saying when you get government more involved in each of these different areas. I mean, each individual should have enough trust in themselves and in each other that they should be able to have the right to make their decisions of what they feel is best for themselves.
Right. And not only that, but when you empower yourself to make these decisions, what that does is that raises everybody's intellect and acknowledgement of other people, where there's less selfishness in the world, because right now people feel as though that they have the entitlement. There's a lot of people out there that think this health care bill means that they're getting free health care, so they're in favor of that.
Yeah.
But if they knew they had to pay for it, they wouldn't want it.
and we are paying for it in taxes. But what I want to, what you said there, there was a great follow-up to that, and that is, our country, one of the basis and the foundations of our country and what has made us such a strong country is personal responsibility, that we make decisions and you have to live with those personal responsibilities. We had financial companies that took action to was greedy in many regards, got to be take risky decisions, and then they started to fail, and instead of holding them personally responsible or the company's responsible, we bail them out and we say, okay, you don't have to pay the price. Well, think about it. Now, what are they going to do the next time when they know they're too big to fail now? They're going to take these same risky things because they know there's no personal responsibility that they will face. We're going away from virtually every one of these major policy decisions Reid has been pushing through has taken our country further and further away from its core principles based upon the foundation of personal responsibility. And it is a great idea, and I've been in support of it. And this was several months ago when we signed off on it.
Okay. No, I can definitely appreciate that. And the one thing that scares me about the audit the Fed is, well, one, we know that they're already boiling the books as much as they can right now. And two, if they are found to be so corrupt, even after they boil the books up, that does that put us into a World Bank? Because who's going to be able to come to our rescue when we find out that the books are so bad and things are worse than what they've appeared to be?
Yeah, we put ourselves in a very precarious and dangerous situation. And, again, the further we go down this path, the more dangerous and the more pain we're going to face at some point in time. And that's why we need to change the leaders that are there now that are advocating this position, allow new people such as myself and others in other states to get in office and change this.
Right now, we have about 5 minutes here, and I skipped all my commercials here for you.
Dad retired from basketball. My brother and I wanted to keep his name involved in the community in sports. And so we started what is called the Tarkanian Basketball Academy. It's a full-year academy, and we want to teach young kids the life lessons that you can learn through playing sports. And there's so many important ones, whether it's a work ethic, where you get rewarded for working hard, or how you handle adversity, how you handle when a coach is yelling at you or something. You learn how to take orders from people.
Okay, and what kind of payments do, or what's the going cost usually to enroll a kid in basketball camp?
Well, we have a new gentleman that's taken over and going to run a full month program where they stay involved for the full month, where they have 5 hours a week that they use, and it's $95 a month.
Well, it's not terrible. I mean, you're a college legend, I suppose. You're definitely learning from somebody
sports facility of its kind in Las Vegas.
Right. So let me get back here. We got about 2 minutes here. Now, when is the primary for Nevada?
June 8th.
June 8th.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure you didn't say 2 days, because it's like, well, I know I would have heard of it. And I mean,
no,
I can't trust the Review Journal with everything, but I'm sure they would have at least told us that.
It just seems like it's going to be 2 days as fast as everything's going.
Right. So you wouldn't mind if I ask you to come in two or three more times before June 8th, right?
It would be my pleasure. You know, as long as we have you get a hold of us, let us know when. I'm sure we'll get it on the schedule, and we'd love to do it. I would like to say for whoever's following this is if they want to learn more about myself, my campaign, if they want to get involved and help volunteer, we have, I believe, the best ground force, the best grassroots force of any can in the race. Go to my website at TARK2010.org and see what I stand for and help support me, and let's get on the bandwagon so we can get Reid out of office.
Yes, that's most importantly. Are you part of the Dump Harry Reid? Do you know those people as well? DumpHarryReid.com?
There's so many different organizations. I've joined a few of them on Facebook. There's just so many of them out there because of the wrath Harry has created for himself.
I mean, I don't know if you follow that much football.
Shade, and it's really my honor to be on the show, and I look forward to being on again.
Excellent. Well, we have your commitment here, Danny. I'll let you go ahead and tend to your new baby, Jerry
okay.
Jr.
All right. Thank All you right. very much.
Have All a right. good night.
All right. Bye.
All right, you guys, we will be back with hour number two momentarily. We will be discussing, if you guys want to call and discuss the interview that we just had, the number is 347-324-3704. All right, you guys, we will be right back after the break. I have other news as well I want to cover, and I wanted to get into some calls, so by all means, we'll be right back.
The Independent and Financial Times lead with details of Obama's toxic
water
plan.
War. Criminals are to be found on every continent.
Water crimes.
New evidence has emerged of alleged water crimes.
Today on A World of Possibilities, bringing tyrants to justice. Water crimes on trial.
Certainly, the U.S. government is not the only one worried about the effect of the World Court for war crimes.
Crimes against humanity or genocide.
Join us as we examine embryonic efforts to apply the rule of law to those who've committed the most heinous crimes against humanity, yet have long defied it with impunity. Welcome to a world of
fluoride.
Why you wanna poison me?
With your chemical concoctions in my water. Chemical concoctions in my water.
Why you wanna poison me? Why you wanna poison me? Wanna poison me?
Water is life, not just drips down the same drain. It's a basic human right to sip a fountain or drink rain. Instead they dump chemical waste into the reservoir. Every jar contaminated, fluoride taint my weathered heart. I can't, there's lead and arsenic on that measure bar. And never far behind the line of fire is that repertoire.
It's good for bones and teeth.
They hum and sing the real facts beneath the surface, reveal some other things. Fluoride accumulates, and studies have shown it causes major changes to the structure of bones. Sensation of burning, prickling and pain, gastrointestinal disorders, feeling sickly and strange, tingling in the limbs, and chronic fatigue. Even that frog in the reeds has his pond under siege. Neurotoxic design, a lowered IQ, lost in three lines of a poet's haiku. I know I'm like you, my body's sort of the same, and there's also fluoride added to my water mains. Skeletal fluorosis, osteoarthritis, they misguide and deny, glossing over the entire list. The cost of those who fight this, more stress and dismay. I don't believe we receive blessings this way. Criminals poison water like the China Sea. It's a major hit on the planet in a minor key.
Why you wanna poison me?
With your chemical concoctions in my water.
Why you wanna poison me? Why you wanna poison me?
It's gonna make my life shorter.
Water crimes slowly rise above the water.
Death, we fought life for years. Oh, such as foresight, lead a horse to water. But it won't touch the fluoride, clutching its straw tight. Now there's a cause and water fight. Population sedation, if only water was watertight. We don't deserve this prison, so I'm the first to listen to disturbed workers whistling out words of wisdom. Disguise the service is the worst assistant to my nervous system. It makes the system nervous, cause now we curse and diss them. If this is an experiment, then what is their agenda? Why are they satisfied with death and won't stop at mere surrender? Shows a lack of true ethics, and is actually eugenics. And many politicians are too happy to defend this. For me, it wouldn't fit. This water's thicker than blood. We shouldn't quit till we have bought the sick in the mud. Take the baton in your fist before I'm shortened of breath. And my behavior pattern twist, for this water is death.
Water crimes slowly rise above the waterline, floating in clear view. We're all to surely find where governments lie and classify the research. The message should be loud and clear and ratified on t-shirts.
Why you wanna poison me?
With your chemical concoctions in my water.
Why you wanna poison me? Why you wanna poison me?
It's gonna make my life shorter.
Kick it out, hit it off, shut them down, sing it out, move them on, kick it out, cut them down, fling them out, chop them down, cut it off. Push him off, tip it out, shut it down, move it on, turn it off.
Poison, 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 poison,
libertarian in check. I like that. A lot of talk about the health care bill. Gun rights, I'm very happy about that. All right, sorry about that. I just had to get rid of some unsavories out of the room here, so let me go ahead and do that so we can get on to bigger and better things here. So I want to know what you guys think, though. Did I mess up on the interview? Should I have asked him something else? Is there something I should ask him next time? Because I am quite satisfied with everything that I brought to the table with him, just as I was with Rob McNeely yesterday from Colorado. And I don't want to sound like I'm on everybody's jock here, but at the same time, we got to get rid of Harry Reid, and I'd like to let them know that someone that actually knows the Constitution would want this job and would need this job. So I really would like your opinions on that, if you guys can help me out there. The phone number is 347-324-3704. So anyway, I did bring up, and I do want to go to my stack of news here. And I have, well, I brought it up briefly with the Haiti. I mean, there's so many different numbers as far as what's going on there. Some people say there's 10,000 dead. Others are listing like a million people are passed on. If you want to go into that, because I have not read all, now that I am uninterrupted again, I will go ahead and check this out. Cass Sunstein's paper. Let's go ahead and give my man Cass Sunstein a quick plug. And as much as he needs a hair plug, we're not giving that to him. So let me just drop that in there. You guys should have that. If you guys want to read along with me, that's fine. But let me just go in here. Sunstein's paper provides more evidence that COINTELPRO is still operational. And I'll just give a quick overview here because I'm not going to read a big article here. That X'd myself out by clicking. All right, hold on. We don't get attacked that much, and this is exactly what I was going to mention here. All right, and thank you for keeping me up on the chat room tonight, because I've only been half watching it here, so if something is going on, just tell me and we'll get rid of them. Easy as that. Because we're here about spreading truth, and this is exactly what the article is that I was going to talk about, so thank you guys that thought you were screwing me up, but you're only enforcing what I'm about to share with you. They announced that they are hiring people in the armed forces to watch over YouTubes, to listen to Patriot radio shows, to go on blogs and act like a jerk or a troll or whatever you want to call it, just to disrupt the show. So the U.S. government now, and Cass Sunstein recommended this, but it's been going on for a while. And you guys know me by now, so, I mean, I'm not a secret to anybody. I've been here for a year, and I'm the Iron Man when it comes to news shows like this. I don't take days off. The only day I ever took off was when Blog Talk Radio was down and I couldn't physically get in the chat room or get on my radio show, period. So you guys know where I stand on a lot of issues, but they hire people now strictly for hacking purposes to try and shake up the truth. So, for example, when I'm discussing something serious, like Cass Sunstein saying that if you speak in public, if you're in a mall and you're sitting with one of your friends and you say something like, I think the underwear bomber, the FBI isn't giving out the true story, then Dark Commissar will be there to scoop you up and promptly arrest you. That's what he's proposing. And Cass Sunstein can make things happen. If you even call him a czar, I guess you get arrested, even though that's his job. So, hold on here. All right. I gotta zipper up pants on my while I'm doing a radio show. Okay, no problem. Sorry, guys, I got kids, and on Thursdays they're here. I'm not going to argue and apologize for them being here, but they tend to need me. I'm a single dad, so sometimes you have to bear with me. That's unfortunately part of Freedomizer Radio here from 6 to 9 on Thursday nights, which is why on Fridays I give up my Friday spot, and Doc will be handling my Fridays, because we're going to keep the Proof Negative show going. And I don't care how many trolls try to come in here and how many people try to say that, hi, I am Proof, and I have fun with men, women, and horses. Or my name is Proof, and I'm naked, and I rub mayonnaise on myself. You guys know me better than that. So it's their job. Their COINTELPRO is getting paid to break up the chat rooms, break up YouTubes, and just put stuff like that in there. So, anyway, let me get back to our man Cass Sunstein here. And if you have not Wikipedia'd Cass Sunstein, I am going to strongly urge you to do so. So let me do this. I don't have the Wikipedia exactly memorized here. So let me go ahead and write the guy's name in, Cass Sunstein. And if you Wikipedia him, you'll see where he believes that hunting should be illegal, that eating meat should be illegal, and animals have just as much of a right to be in a courtroom as you do. So an animal has the ability, I guess, to... well, let me do this. You know what? Let me grab my... I was thinking about making this stupid news of the week for next Tuesday, but we'll come up with it now. I got the proof. I'm in the middle of the discussion. Let me get my proofness here for you. You guys are going to like this. Boston, Massachusetts. East Boston cat called to jury duty. So if Cass Sunstein is going to give animals equal rights as humans, why not send them to jury duty? And I'm going to read this one because this one is pretty short here. Duty calls for an East Boston resident. Someone is getting called for jury duty, but it's no human. A family is trying to figure out how their pet cat was summoned for jury duty. I said, Sal, what's this? You know, I don't believe it. I was shocked, said Guy Esposito, Sal's owner. Sal's owners, Guy and Anna Esposito, think that they may know the source of the mix-up. Sal really is a member of the family, so on the last census form, Anna listed him under pets. I just wrote Sal Esposito, scratched out the word dog, and wrote cat. So Anna filed for Sal's disqualification of service due to being a cat. However, the jury commissioner was unmoved and denied the request and demanded that cat immediately show up for jury duty. Sal's service date at Suffolk Superior Court is set for March 23rd. Anna said if the issue isn't cleared up by then, she will simply bring the cat in a little cat container, put him on the bench, and you have your juror. So hope they aren't expecting a yes or no answer out of this cat. That's funny, because I call everybody cats. So I have to be extra careful here, I guess, but I would like to know how that cat is going to be demanded to get into the courtroom. And does this cat have contempt of court because it's not able to answer? All right, 429. I'll go into that article here momentarily. But I wanted to cover that story, and because it does go into, I guess, what Kat Sunstein is saying. If animals have exact rights as humans, why exclude them from jury duty? Just because they don't speak a language that humans understand, I guess that doesn't exclude them anymore. Next, we'll get giraffes in there who don't speak at all. So this guy believes, too, that Americans have really taken the freedom of speech way too far. And he's discussed this, and he's put out articles and books. There's a book he wrote a couple years back called Nudge. And what he discusses is the book is how to get the government to pass bills regardless of what the American public thinks. So you pass the bill. And then after you pass it, and if they don't like it, then you show them how to like it. You demand that they like it. And so that's the type of stuff that this guy is writing. So the Constitution is null and void with this guy. So this is the most scariest of all the czars, and you can talk about Van Jones, and I am not a huge fan, I am not even a little fan of Van Jones. And what the media is pointing out with Van Jones is the fact that he had to step down because he spoke about 9/11 being an inside job. And granted, he goes out there talking about being a communist, and he is hoping that there's a communist movement. That's are done with Cass Sunstein. Well, you know, we could go over one other thing with Cass. Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to write the next Bill of Rights, what he called the new Bill of Rights, which would give 10 other additives to the Bill of Rights that we have now. And part of it is the health care and making sure farmers get quality pay for their fruits or meats, I guess, if depending on what you have. And Americans get housing that's not sustainable. I can't think of the right word right now, but affordable is the right word. So he tried to write a bill saying that, affordable housing and the medical care and everything else that he wrote, and I'm not going to go into it in great detail right now, but that did come up in the last movie that Michael Moore had. And he wants to implement that, Cass Sunstein. So we're going to be reaching even further down the communism hole. And I don't know at what point it is that people are going to see that we are no longer a capitalist or even a socialist country. I mean, I think it's going to be way past that before people are woken up. I mean, I try to hit the snooze button every 9 minutes for these people, but unfortunately, it doesn't work for a lot of people. All right, let me do this here. Because there is a story that I wanted to cover as well previously. And why does my computer do this? There it is. Okay. Here we go. We have another tasering incident. All right. I don't know why my computer is just flashing my article instead of just staying on it or not staying on it here. So, all right, it's wound down. Okay, we're good. All right, this is out of Chicago. Cop tasers junior high school students. Lawsuits filed. Concerned parent says it was special needs children who were shocked. All right, let me get into this. I guess I'll have to give you guys even more to talk about here so we can get some calls, but that's all right. Two federal lawsuits each seek more than $10 million on behalf of two 12-year-old boys who allege a Kankakee. They also want the officer fired and criminal charges filed. Two teachers were also named in this. And somehow it's considered cool to just taser kids in a non-sanctioned event. All right, let me see if there's anything else I can share here. All the children in this class have some sort of learning or behavior disorder, a concerned parent said. My son has traumatic brain injury, so if that gives you an example of what the makeup of the kids are in that class. She said her son told her that the first boy screamed and said, "Why did you do that?" And the officer said, "Well, because you volunteered." The second boy fell down over a chair and someone else laughed. School. He's a school resources officer for years. In one of the more gruesome incidents detailed in the lawsuit, Netzel allegedly laid out sheets of newspaper and asked a boy to sit on it before being tased in case he went to the restroom in his pants. So this guy's on administrative leave, probably with pay, because I guess they celebrate that kind of stuff. You know, the police chief, for all we know, I don't know, maybe he could be a credible guy and I could be blowing this out of proportion, but there are cases where the police chief is laughing his brains out at something like this. And yet they have to make a public face and say, all right, I'm going to have to scold you in front of everybody. We're going to give you administrative leave with pay. So are you okay with not working for 3 weeks? And we'll fully compensate you for it, but we need you to not be at work during these 3 weeks. Don't worry about any furloughs or taking away any sick time. This is just paid leave. Don't worry about it. So is that what goes on? And this kid's in New Jersey. And he is a frequent air traveler who is always scrutinized by airlines and airport security. According to powers that be, Michael W. Hicks has the face of evil. Or so you might think by the way he's questioned and patted down before he boards a plane. Hicks is an 8-year-old Cub Scout who Dougherty Kennedy, Ted Kennedy was on the list as well. And they don't even take him off. And these are the same people that love this guy, Ted Kennedy, and they won't get him off the terrorism list. So why is it now that you can have a 6-month-old baby, and they're going to try to say this 6-month-old baby was part of Al Qaeda, and this 6-month-old baby maybe in a past life said something bad about Hitler, so now we need to get rid of him, and he's on the no-fly list, which also means the no-buy list and the no-a-lot-of-things. So as we delve into this topic a little bit more, I'm going to go ahead and run to Pittsburgh here. We're going to take care of G-Berg Hippie. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
I am adequate.
Yeah, I'm just hanging in there.
I mean, it sounds crazy, but every time this kid wants to fly, and probably once these body scanners get into the malls, he's going to have extra where he goes.
Yeah, he'll have to go through a scanner just to buy something.
Right.
No. If he's on the list, it makes you really think. I mean, I think that everybody that has any kind of political view is probably on a list somewhere. Unless you're sitting there watching NFL constantly and saying nothing about the government, I think you're probably on a list. So.
Well, if not, we're going to be on Cass Sunstein's list.
Right, yeah.
You could be arrested for listening to a conspiracy theory.
Or just listening to it, not even saying a word about it.
But you have to think, though, that if they're calling you out and saying that you are committing a crime by telling somebody, hey, I watched a video on the moon landing and I don't believe it, that if they're trying to cover it up that badly, it has to be false.
Right. Yeah.
Why would they? Yeah. If they thought that if everything was the truth that they gave out, they would be laughing when people don't believe their story, because we would all be more honest of a society by then, and it would be foolish to think that someone wouldn't be telling you the truth, the United States parents or anything like that. I've told this to I don't know how many people, and they say, well, there was a guy on an airplane with a bomb.
Yeah, they willingly sacrifice their freedoms for security, and it's really sad to see.
And the health, because each time you go through, you're going to be x-rayed.
Yeah, so you get x-rayed, and then you have problems with your DNA and your child's DNA. So how safe are you?
Point. I mean, you already have the x-ray machine. Why not just go all the way, you know?
Right, yeah. Bone density scanners.
Right.
What
else is on your mind tonight? I brought you a ton of topics so far. What did you think of Danny Tarkanian, by the way?
Oh, that was great. That was a great interview. I didn't hear that guy before. I heard him on your show earlier tonight, and I like his views. I like the fact that he's pro-gun and And he doesn't
throw the fluoride thing in there just to see what he would say.
Yeah, that was cool.
Well, if Congress says take it to the state, and the state says take it to the local, and the local says take it to the Congress, then what are you going to do? I mean, we need answers. And adding lithium to the drinking water is not the answer that I'm hoping for.
Right. Yeah. When people, most people, especially my age, and I'm pretty certain to say that most people.
Well, I'll live with that. But I don't put shampoo. I mean, I like shampoo. I use it, but I don't drink it. It's healthy for
right.
my hair. That doesn't mean I'm going to just drink 10 ounces of it every morning.
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody that reads the back of a toothpaste label will see that they tell you not to swallow it, and if you swallow it, please contact, you know, one of those poisoning places.
You know what? Maybe that's what we need to do. We need to have, and maybe I'll bring this up with somebody, but we'll call it Fluoride Awareness Day, and every time we drink a glass of water, we have to call the poison control.
There you go. Go into Walmart and start putting those yuck faces on the water bottles.
Yes. But you know what? I think if we can get this show built up like I want it to, maybe one day we're going to stage a fluoride day. And just everybody just calls our poison control center because we just ingested a glass of tap water.
They wouldn't know what to think. That'd be funny.
Well, it says I shouldn't swallow fluoride because it's on my toothpaste, but it's in my water.
Yeah, right, yeah, that'd be the argument. And what? How can they refute that?
Well, and the thing, and then we call the newspaper and say, look, I have word that whatever water company has received 4,000 complaints today alone regarding fluoride in the drinking water. I mean, it's not like they can't cover it at that point.
Right, yeah, they can't not cover it. They might try to downplay it, but they'll definitely have to cover it.
Yeah, they'll probably call us Al Cietas or something because
right,
we don't want
yeah.
the fluoride in the water.
Yeah, right-wing extremists that hate fluoride in our water.
Yeah, what's funny is in 2008, I guess I was they would label me, I have to word myself properly here, so I have to backtrack. They would have labeled me a left-wing extremist. And now they would label somebody like me possibly as a right-wing extremist. And I'm still the
right.
same lowercase g.
Yeah, that's what they try to label you, but they really can't because if you know, when you think about it, I don't consider myself in any group politically. I think on my own.
I am a permanent free agent.
Right, yes. So, and it's hard to label somebody like that, but they try to put a label on it, and then they try to demean you with that label.
Well, the thing is, they can't predict what you're going to say or do, so they just as soon get rid of you.
Right, yes. That's one thing I was watching. I was actually watching the History Channel, and they were doing a special on right-wing militias. They're actually doing a special on militias, and they grouped the conservatives, right-wing extremists, as they call them, and with the KKK.
Yeah, if you fly an American flag in your front yard, you are a hood wearer, I suppose, now, according to these people.
Yeah. If you go to a tea party or anything like that, you know, you're a Nazi. So they're just trying to put a label on
it. If you don't like communism, you're a Nazi.
Yeah, and how backwards is that?
I don't know. That's... I mean, I feel like I should be speaking in Gaga Goo Goo.
Yeah, we'll just stand up there and talk in Arabic and see how many people can understand us.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we'll all be that little cat that has to be on jury duty.
Yeah. That I would be interested to see that. I would want to see the judge's face when they put that cat on the stand.
Do you want me to try and get the owners of the cat onto the show?
Yeah, that would be really cool. I'd like to hear what they have to say.
Because, you know, I could get Bob Chapman, I can get Dr. Remalebo and General Stubblebine, I can get Danny Tarkanian and other Campaign for Liberty candidates, but first we have to bring up this little cat named Sal.
Yeah, we got to put Herbert, put the cat named Sal above all the doctors and stuff you've had on the show.
Well, if you guys are cool with it, I will put Marge on the watching list for Sal's owners, and okay. We will see if we can get them on the air.
That would be cool. I'd like that.
Okay. Sold. So anything else on your mind tonight, sir?
Not much. I was just calling in to give you somebody to talk to. You sound lonely.
Well, the thing is, when I bring up a lot of topics and I have open phones the rest of the night, I do want to make time for people to call in because...
A lot of people, I was the same way. I mean, I guess people get nervous and when they go to call in, and it's not a big deal. I don't know if they think that you're going to jump all over them or you're too loud, but I don't think you're either one. So I tell anybody that wants to call in, and don't be afraid. It's not a big deal.
Well, the thing is that most people that you're going to find on Blog Talk Radio don't have years of stand-up comedy background. They don't have a music background. Not that that's a good or a bad thing, but I've learned how to use my voice and use it well, so that you don't have to keep the volume on full blast in order to hear me. It's not that I'm yelling. I don't think I sound angry. Maybe everybody else might think otherwise. But
what you got to remember is that you're from New York. So, you know, in New York, if you're not loud, no one's going to hear you. You got to project your voice.
Yes, exactly. And once you do protests and things like that, and you know how to.
I believe it was the first show or the second show you had. It was a little shock. The first hour was supposed to be with Demcat, and a lot of people showed up just to listen to him, and they were wondering where he was. So I don't even think he knows he has the following that he does.
Right. But he tends to not. Maybe it's his phone, or maybe it's me, but. I noticed a few people saying when Demcat talks, I have to raise my volume, but when Proof is on, I have to put it on at almost zero.
What they're going to say is going to speak a little louder and is going to get their message across a little better. But I think
the only time you hear me stammering is if my kids are in the room or something like that, because I think they know what the on-air means, but... Well, let me just bother Dad real quick with this.
Right. the little ones can be interfering sometimes, but it's never a bad thing. Sorry.
No, so you'll maybe in 15 years you'll be where I'm at and with a lot more experience in fighting the New World Order.
Yes, hopefully. Hopefully you'll still be on the air. I don't know. I feel like you... I don't know if you feel this way, but I feel like it's coming down to the wire, maybe is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
You're
a Campaign for Liberty candidate for governor of Texas, and she was not invited to a debate on TV between Kay Hutchinson and Governor Rick Perry. I wonder why. I mean, it's not because she's not popular. She is actually running. Last time I checked, it was almost neck, neck, and neck between all three of them, where they're even if we're being guarded, we still have to try and get free and wait for Peyton Manning to throw us the ball. All right, you guys, I am going to take another call here real quick. I'm going to go ahead and go to the Chicagoland area, which means that as soon as the 708 area code hears my voice, you are on with Proof.
Hi, Proof. It's Kim, Jasmine's Treasures.
Oh, perfect. Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to make a quick comment about, like, when you mentioned that dehydrating and stuff like that. What we've been doing out here is, because they're saying the Florida crops are going to go, and then you look at quail site, and quail is saying, hey, they're lying to us. First they said the crops are gone. Oh, no, they're going to be fine. But what we've done is looked for sales on oranges, like lemons and limes, and then dehydrating them. And I think that's what everybody should look into doing, because I think these prices are going to skyrocket very shortly.
Right. I can believe that.
I don't know if you have an Aldi's by you. I don't know if it's a nationwide type of sale, but they had 4-pound bags of navel oranges for $1.49.
Yeah, there's a place here that I was unable to take advantage of, and I don't know if it's still on sale or not, but they had 4 pounds of conventionally grown oranges for a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you
My local Whole Foods is selling oranges, conventionally grown oranges, for 49 cents a pound. So if Whole Foods is selling them that cheap, there's definitely a surplus out there.
Yeah, that's something to do now, but there's rumors about them lying about the food shortage. So I'm thinking, buy now, dehydrate, and you'll have it later.
Yeah, I can understand, but the thing is that this, I think. And granted, I understand that the frost could be killing some of the oranges and grapefruits and things like that. I don't know about how much of a big deal it's going to be, but it will affect some of it. But what I lean more towards with the food shortage is the stuff that went on in California last year.
Oh, definitely over that smelt.
Yes, yeah, somebody, as far as a human...
They're not on Hannity. I'm surprised that kind of went mainstream. Try to keep everything so hush-hush, but that's absolutely ridiculous. You know what? If they said they're getting caught into them, they could have put up any type of meshing or whatever to keep them out of there. They purposely did that, and from what I've seen further is those farmers are waiting in line in food lines getting food from China.
When they would have been able to feed a third of the world.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
The people growing food last year in California could feed everybody in China and half of India at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's the global Luciferian elite's plot for something. Plot for something where they have all these underground bunkers where they have all their organic food stored and everything else, and... You know, it's like in scripture too about all these famines, and I think this is not the Father's wrath. This is man made.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to that. Would you have an interest if we did a Saturday Sabbath show?
Awesome! Yeah.
Because I don't know how many people out there would come for a Saturday where we all. This would be our church service, basically, where we. And we have a number of different options that we want to work this. And I don't know if we're going to start this week or next, but it'll be myself, Doc, maybe some other people getting involved, and just reading scriptures. And none of us here are Bible scholars or anything like that, but it's just like-minded people congregating here as opposed to going to a church and not knowing if your pastor was baptized by FEMA.
No, exactly. I'm there. I'm there 100%. 100%.
Okay. We'll bring that up with Doc tomorrow, and I don't know if we have Dr. Mark Taylor. I don't know if we have Chad Jay. I don't know if it's me and Doc and anybody else.
Basically, what I've been tithing to, when I first, like, came back to the Most High, the Father, I didn't know who to tithe to, so I tithed to, like, I sent $100 to Jews for Christians because I did not know anything. And then, like, TBN, I sent $25 to and something else and something else. And then I ended up going to, like, a different thing that through Skype, which I found out to be false. No one follow Watchman 777. I think this is, like, a pure evil type of thing. But besides the point, tithing originally were supposed to be for the widows, for the poor. But right now, there's nobody to keep that storehouse for us. So I think it's basically to help the people promote to help others. You know, if you see poor on the street, you know, you can get to that. If somebody's out there like you're out there, Followers of Yah is a very good site. They give away so much of literature for free that goes into, like, the feasts of Leviticus, the true feasts that we should be following, and stuff like that. I'll tithe to her because she's getting the word out, just like you're getting the word out. I mean, just like people think if they go to church on Sunday, oh, if they don't give money, their name's written on a board. I mean, that's going to them. Like Pat Robertson, I've heard he has diamond mines that basically the movie Blood Diamond was written about him.
Right. Well, not only that, people like Jesse Jackson charge $10 just to park at their church.
That's ridiculous.
And
the
I don't want
exciting.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is...
I want to try to get into talk to that's very interesting. Jim Wilkinson. I'm saying his name wrong. I know. Wilkinson or something.
Okay.
It's spelled kind of differently. He has Echoes
right.
of Enoch and stuff like that. I mean, he even has, like, if you want to donate on his page, because everybody's out there to try to spread the truth, and this
right.
is not cheap. So to me, like, by benefiting you, like, by donating something like that to you, it's helping you spread the truth.
But if someone really wants to donate, just buy an album for, like, $7, and I promise you, that would just make me like the happiest person in the world.
Mm-hmm. Because people need to realize once you get to this stage in programming, it's not free. It costs money and things like that. So to keep this alive, you know, keep getting the word out to people. Matter of fact,
right, I've actually started looking here, Jasmine, that believe it or not, there's already been discussions for syndicating. As far as the Proof and Doc show together.
Awesome. That's incredible.
Unfortunately, I don't have enough sponsors right now, so if I don't have sponsors to bring commercials in, we have to pay our way in.
Well, I think we all need to group together and get this going. I mean, because one thing, I don't have a radio show. I don't have a webcam. I don't have the applications to make videos, so I have no way of getting my word out.
You don't have
so
a digital camera?
I have a digital, I mean, as far as doing YouTube videos, which I think is going to be really...
Yeah, you want to know what I do, and I don't do anything elaborate, but yeah, I have a Sony digital camera I paid $100 for, and then I just upload it, and within 15 minutes I can have a video up.
Hmm. See, I'm using the Better Half's Mac, and I don't know, I mean, going from a PC to a Mac, it's so much better since you don't get the viruses, but as far as using that, as far as programming, I have no idea what to do on YouTube. The point
okay,
is,
well, you have, a USB port for your Mac, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just plug in with the USB port, and I don't have to upload it to my computer. I could just take it to from the camera and throw it right on YouTube because you just hit the upload button and then you just go to whatever letter your USB port goes to as far as a drive goes, and then you can just read it from there. And so whatever the last video you made should be the one that you're uploading.
Sammy,
and then you put it on a few other sites as well. There's one that I want to see if I can get the owner of this site here, but it's called UDO News. UDO News.com, and that's the Patriot version of YouTube, that there's no 10-minute limit. They won't censor you because you showed a newspaper on the camera.
Mm-hmm. See, I think what it is this news about the Cesar and about this conspiracy theories. It's just like trying to get the people that are slowly awakening to think, oh, no, that's just, oh, they're stupid. I mean, like when I talked to my mother about 9/11, she's like, oh, there's no way they would do that to us. You know, there's so many people that are set in their ways, you know, that I think others are trying to wake up, and before they can wake it up, they want to cut that off.
And I set a watch to me. I mean, you haven't been here from the beginning, but I've missed exactly zero shows in 12 months. on my own accord. There was once where Blog Talk Radio was down and I couldn't physically do my show, but people can set their watch to me because they know exactly what they're going to get, and it's going to be as quality as I can. And I don't cheat on anybody. I don't cheat people. So she had nowhere to go, so they had to use the crazy card on me.
Wow, so obviously she doesn't believe in any of this. I mean, and obviously she's probably the mother of your children. And she
let's do this, and I'm going to go ahead and throw this out on the air. I set up the waiver, of course, for my daughter, who is she went to kindergarten this year. And I wrote the waiver to get out of doing the vaccinations as the state of Nevada requires. And she's never had a problem before.
Oh, Proof, that brings tears to my eyes. I'm so sorry to hear that. The thing is, that's...
And then I say, well, it's from the vaccines. And then she says, no, you're not going to blame the vaccines because I know you're a nutcase.
Oh.
So I still get it, even today. Never mind, I can hit 15,000. One of my shows hit 17,000 people listened within 24 hours. And I could bring on, I've had 23 doctors on my show in the 11 months that I've been on the air. And we've discussed H1N1 almost as much as anyone else and about vaccines. And it doesn't matter. I could have people with 12 medical degrees each. It doesn't matter because I'm a nutcase. So I know what it's like to have to fight every single day, tooth and nail, to get some kind of respect because you believe in things that are the average person doesn't believe in.
Exactly. Just like with my daughter, with my grandson. I mean, he's I think he's way behind in the shots, and I keep on sending my daughter all this stuff. Read this, no, mercury in this, read this. And her dad's telling her the opposite thing. Oh, no, he's going to get polio. No, he's not. No, he's not. If you research all this stuff about the polio vaccine, the person that says, oh, I trust this polio vaccine so much, I'm going to give it to my 6-week-old grandson and my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what happened? The grandson, 6 weeks
later, to spite me, I'm going to, if I have to be on the air 24/7 and wake up the world, I don't care.
You know, you should talk to my better half, too, because his oldest son got diagnosed with Augsburger, too. It's because of the vaccine. And then they went to a holo.
Right. You and I know that. And we can discuss this. And I can have a doctor that might have an hour show on CNN every week for 28 years. And she's not going to care because I'm their mom. I know more than anyone else. I don't know how many medical degrees you get from being a mom. I'm assuming zero, but what do I know?
No, you're totally right in this thing. And I'm so sorry. I feel so sorry for you because that could have probably changed that child's life now. Because now they said doctors are putting more in. I mean, doctors are coming out and saying, especially about the flu vaccines. But other vaccines, all this mercury.
Right, because I don't know if she got the H1N1 vaccine.
Oh, but just not even with the flu, with any vaccine. Mercury is not good for you,
right.
Period. Period.
Especially I agree.
Especially injecting it into your body. I think this has been like the Luciferians, like slow kill with the vaccines.
Oh, very much
so. You need to get the chicken pox. You need to get this shot. You need to get this shot. This is required to go to school. And I've been fighting with my daughter, with my grandson, like, don't you dare give this to him. And on the other end, she has her dad saying, oh, no, he's going to die from this. Because guess what? He watches Fox News. And if it's not on Fox News, it's not true.
Right.
I mean, so it's that's horrible. The thing is, I would suggest is going to
Well, we're going to have Alan Phillips. He's the top vaccination attorney in the United States, and I don't know. There's kind of a soft thing, I guess, where I can't really discuss my case on the air.
America as a whole, outside of us, that's probably listening to your program, thinks that the government's just out for your good. Oh, you don't want to get the measles. You don't want to get the mumps. Guess what? I had the measles. I had the mumps. I had chicken pox. I survived. You know, because I build up my body the way the Most High created your body. You build up immunities, probably for their own bioweapon type of diseases. The doctor knows what's right. I was on 2 pills a day, and I quit fast food. I quit drinking that tainted diet pop, and now I'm taking one every other day.
See, there's one fast food I still think is okay. And you know what? There's some other ones in limited amounts that are okay. Like, do you have Del Taco out there in Illinois?
No. I've never seen it.
Okay. Like, it's a large fast food chain similar to one that I don't want to give them any plugs because they're so GMO tainted that I can't get with them. But a cheese quesadilla, I mean, whether you make it at your house or buy it from there, it's, you're not going to go wrong with a cheese quesadilla, really.
You just
as
have
compared to
watch
a lot of
the
beef-related stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Beef you have to watch. Matter of fact, we were watching about a week and a half ago or something like that, like the origin of the burger. So they showed White Castles, and they showed them when they only cook them on one side, and they showed them sprinkling them with something. I'm like, oh, my, it's probably MSG.
Yeah, it probably could be.
It was. Because White Castle's like, oh, don't you crave it? Don't you crave it? And, like, look at the background of MSG.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, I went to an Asian store out here in Las Vegas, and would you believe they sell MSG in 5-pound bags?
You know, I've seen them at Walt's, a regular store. I've seen them at any store I've gone to. I think Asian, if you go Asian, because the better half is half Japanese and very into the cuisine, MSG is no part of that, and they have so much more of a healthier diet in Japan than we do here.
Well,
like,
I'm going to give you half credit on that because I covered this a while back. They are big into eating soy over there, which you might think is healthy, but Monsanto has burger with just a lettuce wrap around it instead of the bun, because the bun is just full of one of the four major fruit groups, which is high fructose corn syrup.
Oh yeah, you got to watch out for that. Also, what I read is that as far as it's like after they grind out all the beef, they take up all the crap, and that's what they're selling to fast food restaurants, and they're
right.
Also injecting them with ammonia as a preservative, but it does not have to be listed.
Yeah, either ammonia or carbon monoxide in a lot of cases as well.
Yeah, so I'd say definitely, you know what, if you have a taste for White Castles, this is the perfect recipe. Take some minced onions, rehydrate them in water, fry your burger in that. Boom, you have White Castles. If, you know, make your own Thousand Island dressing and chop up some lettuce, take a bun and, like, cut it into, like, three different pieces and, you know, make your own Big Mac.
Yeah.
There's so many recipes online that have the duplicates of, like, Kentucky Fried Chicken's dressing, which, not their dressing.
Oh, that's a curse word on this show.
I love their gravy. I used to love their gravy, but then I know how to make it myself. And at least if I make it myself, I know what's going in it. I won't touch the chicken. I won't touch Popeyes. I won't. And obesity. Look at that person that went on that McDonald's diet for a month.
Oh, the supersize me, yes.
Yeah.
I need to try to get him on the show.
See, it's good. It's convenience. It's hard to drive away from, because I used to love the Wendy's with the Swiss cheese, like just a Swiss cheeseburger, like a single with this and that, but you know what? I learned I can make it at home. It's a little bit more preparing, but at least I know what I'm putting into my body, and I think that's what helped me, like, go down.
Well, there are two burger chains that I will endorse as being fairly reasonable as far as health goes. And I'm not saying they're the healthiest stuff out there, but they are a couple steps ahead of the curve. which I know you don't have In-N-Out Burger out there, but those of us on the West Coast will say that In-N-Out Burger, everything's completely fresh. They use it.
And I mean, I know it's hard, like as far as economically, like what you can and cannot do. Sorry.
Right, I know. Yeah, we have a grocery store chain out here called Fresh and Easy, and when they first came out, everything was if it wasn't organic, at least you know everything was high fructose corn syrup free, and everything was at least a little better than the average leading brand. So I was okay with that. But
once
yeah, they started 7 cents.
See, I used to shop that way. Until I met the better half and started reading ingredients. You have to. Everything you pick up, you have to read the ingredients. Because I've been stocking up at Aldi's and looking at their fruit, everything's like in with high fructose corn syrup. I mean, their fruits, like their peaches, their fruit blends, if you look into the cherries, it's like a red food coloring with high fructose corn syrup.
Well, I'm working on getting a sponsor to the show right now. As far as soda goes, there's a brand new soda company called Zevia.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Z-E-V-I-A. And if you go to Zevia.com, which I'll go ahead and throw in the link right now. And I feel like I have dead air, but that's...
Remember how old Tab? Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Tab. And then I heard about all this dangers with the aspartame and all this other stuff, and I totally quit drinking pop, period. For one thing, I couldn't handle regular pop, and regular pop has corn syrup in it. And then we started researching all these different sugar additives. And matter of fact, ever the other night, looked into stevia, and
We talked about that with Dr. Horowitz on the show.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I do not trust him whatsoever. Sorry
well,
to say.
I know. We
nice
discussed that in the chat room,
nice
but I will probably have him on again. But my thing is that I was interested in the colloidal silver, and I'm interested in the health aspect. If he checks the religion at the door, I don't see an issue with that.
Well, with him, like, he talks about, he caught what's going on with this. And he, like, when he tries to talk, he talks so over your head that it's like, because I know about colloidal silver. I know the positive things about it and things like that. And when I questioned him about this, and I said, well, I talked to a chemist that says that it cannot be colloidal because it's electronically made. And he's just like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, which I don't understand. But if he can talk in layman's terms, it could be a good benefit to your show. So, you know what? I will call him tomorrow.
Okay.
How about if I try to set him up? Because I would listen to
him. You ask if he wants to be on the show, and then you email me. That's fine. And anybody here can email me at proof@freedomizerradio.com.
Yeah, because this is somebody that knows so much about silver.
Let me throw my email out there. So if anyone has any questions, if they have show ideas, if someone thinks there's a sponsor out there that might want to do advertising on our show, we can do that as well, and I will compensate as needed. Oops, let me throw that out there. Freedomizerradio.com. But yeah, we'll take as many different people as possible to share in that because it is important.
I mean, this person, like when I asked him, has developed this. Or Horowitz, I heard he stole somebody's design.
Mm-hmm.
And sold.
Well, that could be the case. I don't know. I
don't
know
either.
He is popular.
Mm-hmm.
And if he say there's another H1N1 outbreak and I need a doctor, if I can't grab my top tier doctors, and I'm going to try and grab somebody, so you may hear him again.
Mm-hmm. No, Proof. I'm not telling you what you're doing is wrong. I'm not saying no, he's
right.
Fake. No, not at all. You do what you want to do.
Right.
Another thing to look into as far as this stuff goes that I've been always trying to push in the chat is thieves oil and oregano oil.
Okay.
Thieves oil is what they originally used as grave robbers in the plague. They would,
okay.
Like, people would be buried and they'd go in and rob their graves and whatever, but they would not become sick.
It's been fairly okay in the upper 50s, low to mid 60s here, but they were chemtrail spraying like you wouldn't believe every day since Christmas. And yesterday they stopped for a little while, and today they didn't do any spraying either.
Oh, what was so weird is that when we went out over the weekend, we went out on Sunday to go to, I think Dominic's had Purdue, like, antibiotic chicken and whatever that other thing is. Sorry. But that was free, and they were like 79 cents a pound, so we went there. And then we went to another store, and I came out and right in a crisscross of a chemtrail. Because if you know what chemtrails
right.
look like, you can spot them in the sky, even though it's cloudy. Right in the middle of that, there was a prism. It was like orange going into yellow, green going into orange, going into like a yellowish.
And did it look like a spiral?
No. It wasn't a spiral.
There was one out here, and by the time I got my digital camera ready, because I put the battery in my camera backwards, and by the time I was able to whip it around, it was gone. But it was like there for about 5 minutes, and I sat there looking at it instead of just taking the picture. I guess I wasted time because I'm looking at it like, is this a chemtrail? Because it looked like a spiral macaroni or a strand of hair. That was like a chemtrail, and it was it had like five or six little ringlets, and I'm like, this is like it's cool, but it's a chemtrail. And
yeah.
By the time I got to it, I it was gone.
Now, this was like a little patch in the sky that had its color. It was not like part of a rainbow. We were not raining. Nothing was going on. It was in the sky, and I don't think it was reflected from the sun. Because it had a different position to it, and it was just, I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Right.
And I was ready for an earthquake. I'm like,
oh,
okay,
wow.
Here we go. Here we go. Here goes HARP, you know. So, I don't know.
Trying to think if there's anything else we can cover. I know we've talked for about a half hour or so, and I definitely want to thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I just want to concentrate.
Else?
Make your own concentrate. At least you
uh-huh.
know that when you reconcentrate that, you know, there's no fluoride in it.
Right. All right, well.
I think that's about it. Like, talk to Doc, and I'm so...
Hey, Millennium Proof, if you want to call in, I'm ready for you now. I'm sorry if I was a little slow in getting to you, but he just took off here, so maybe we'll get him here in just a minute. I think that was Millennium Proof anyway.
Call back.
Okay.
Call back?
No, but that's all right. That's perfectly okay. I guess what we'll do then is I'll take a break real quick.
Okay, love your show. I'm going to hang up now, and love to you, and like I will pray for your daughter. I will.
Well, she hasn't been officially tested yet, but they are talking about that. Oh, Millennium, did you want to talk to Jasmine? Okay, let's see if we, because I think he had a question regarding oregano oil.
Okay.
No, okay. Oh, well. I'm trying to give him time. I'm staggering just a little bit here. I know there's so many and ums I could say to kill time before I sound like a moron. You guys, welcome back to the final stretch here of the Freedomizer Radio. Now, if you guys want to call in, we still got time to take a couple of calls. The number is 347-324-3704. We did go over quite a bit of different topics tonight, so by all means, we have a lot of stuff we can cover. Otherwise, just to let you know, that's what we're going to be doing. I may or may not be in here tomorrow. I will try. I can't. I got errands I have to do here, including picking up my car again, hopefully. We can. If you come on the show tomorrow, we are going to have on General Stubblebine and Dr. Rima Lebeau. You guys want to learn about Codex Elementarius, you want to learn about military tactics, what might be in use soon, you want to talk about weather modification, you want to talk about growing your own food, they are the subject matter experts. And we're going to have both of them on at the same time, which I want to try to get myself. If I can get in here, I definitely want to do that. Otherwise, if you don't hear me, then you will hear me Monday. I have no clue yet. So, that figured out. But don't forget, though, Eric Lovely will be discussing the Sovereign Movement tomorrow as well, which will be, 4 to 6 Pacific time, which in the East Coast is 7 to 9. So he will be on right before Doc, and Eric works Friday, Saturday, Sunday at that time slot. So that will be something that you can look forward to with learning how to become a sovereign person. We will have KT on. If KT wants to call in and promote the Saturday show, because this will be the last time I am on until Monday, probably, although I might try to sneak on, even if I just listen tomorrow, live and maybe call in as a guest, I don't know. But KT should be on Saturday as well. and the Sunday shows, that's what I'm looking at. And hopefully you guys think that the first week of Freedomizer Radio was a success. I'm hoping so much that you just don't think that something like this was just thrown together and not much planning, and you don't know if this is going to last 2 weeks or whatever, but hopefully you see all the great guest names and show host names that you see in front of you here with Demcad, with Bubba, with Doc. We have Dr. Mark Taylor now with us. We may be getting Chad Jay as well. We're gonna bring in Jenny Hatch, who you guys heard yesterday. And that's just some of it. I mean, we are going to grow, and I have the ability to pick up more time possibly. And I want to make sure that everybody gets freedomized. So let me just drop in a couple of calls real quick here, and I think that's going to be it for the show. Let me hit the 209 area code, and I believe this is Millennium Proof.
Hey, Proof, how you doing?
I am adequate.
Okay, sorry to hear about what's going on with your with the family and stuff. I hope that...
We'll figure it out.
Okay, good.
And I don't know... Well, we haven't been diagnosed yet, but we will see.
Okay, I hope and pray for the best.
Right, and... I mean, I have to defend myself in court about some of this stuff. And it is funny, and it gets to a point where they might bring something up, and I have all these documents. It's like, all right, we don't need the documents. We know David has something, and we know that he has various news sources, and he's not crazy.
Yeah, more and more people are learning about this stuff, and it's funny, when a friend of mine at work saw that show with Jesse Ventura, learned about the Georgia Guidestones, and he's come up to me and asked me several times about this stuff. He asked me how long I've been studying this stuff, and I said, well, about 3 years now, and it's funny when people...
Wait, I didn't watch that one. Did they bring up the Georgia Guidestones on the Jesse Ventura show?
Yeah, they did. They brought up the Elite's plan. They brought the Georgia Guidestones. World depopulation, swine flu vaccine, everything. Yeah, you can find it on YouTube.
Okay.
And it's
that gives me some cannon fodder for tomorrow. Which episode was that, by the way? Was this the one that was on just yesterday?
Usually on YouTube you can find it. Now, that was the 2012 one. On YouTube you can find it under Secret Societies.
Okay.
Conspiracy Theory Secret Societies.
Right, okay.
But,
I think I know of that episode. I just haven't watched the last couple episodes because I've been here.
Yeah, I turned on my handheld radio, and some of these guys were having a local net on one of the repeaters. They were talking about, and he said, well, are you going to be here next Thursday? I said, yeah, I can tune in next Thursday. He says, all right, well, go on the computer, do a little thing about the Georgia Guidestones, check into the net, and tell us about it. And I says, okay, I will. So you might have about 15 more guys falling down the rabbit hole next Thursday when I check into that net and tell them about the Georgia Guidestones.
Oh, okay.
I'm just watching
someone in the chat room that says, then Proof's music kicks in and blows my ears out. Yeah, I have that LRAD song that I use sometimes.
The LRAD song? Yeah, I just wanted to give you a call and tell you about that and tell you that about next week on Ham Radio, there'll be 15 guys getting exposed to what the Georgia Guidestones are about, and they can go from there.
Okay, and we have on Thursday, I know we have Janie Germond coming on. She is another Campaign for Liberty candidate. So I'm hoping you guys like the fact that I'm bringing all these Campaign for Liberty candidates in and people to go against the mainstream.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing all these people coming in and talking about this stuff, and I learned there's some things I listen to, you know, with a little bit skepticism. There's some things that I listen to, and I'm just like, you know, enchanted by it. I sit there and I want to listen to it all night. I'm going, man, that's heavy, you know, like that sovereign citizen guy.
Right.
I'm a criminal justice background. Listening to that about the Constitution, I thought, I didn't even know any of that stuff. That's
yeah, I try to walk a fine tightrope because I know that 3 hours of this stuff here is a lot of hammering, and so I try to I'll go pretty deep, but I'll try my best to lighten it up as we go along, just to, I mean, I don't want anybody going all Avatar on me.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of kick in some comic relief now and again, too, I notice.
Well, I was a stand-up comic from 94 to 2003, so you can expect some of that, but that's not my job here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're doing a good job. It helps a lot, though. You come in and you come in with the comic relief part. It gets all bleak, and you come in, and you say something like one-liner, and you know, kind of lightens the load a bit.
Well, the stupid news of the week helps with that too.
That does. It does. Definitely does. I like the stupid news.
Well, what I tell everybody is, if you like the show, please, if you don't mind, go out of your way over the next few days and make sure you tell a few people about the show.
Yeah, I probably. Might bring it up. I'll probably more likely bring it up on this net. I'll say I listen to a show called The Proof Negative Show, and you know, and Blog Talk Radio, and you know, tune into it.
Actually, you know what? If you have 15 people on Thursday discussing a topic, you let me know at some point during the week. Name me a topic that you want me to cover on Thursday, and I'll do that just for you. I'll cover it, and I'll see if I can get somebody on to help me cover it.
Okay, sure. Yeah,
think about that. Give me a call Monday or Tuesday and let me know what you want me to do, and I'll give me a couple days and I'll set it up.
Yeah, because this is a
and roll out there with your information and stay away from the other, you know, stepping on the other guests, so that
okay,
you know, they're able to get all of their, you know, information in, and then of course, you know, obviously the host KT is gonna drive the show, you know, as he goes. Anyway, not sure. Just something I wanted to point out. It's an interesting.
Oh, no problem.
Interesting dynamic, you know. As far as the show goes, you know, you're talking about how that there's levity, a little bit of levity, as much as you can squeeze on your show. And I was just thinking about how on Saturdays I've been sort of listening to some of the shows and watching the posts in the chat room, and I've tried to sort of come together a little bit more of that hope message, you know, and a little bit more of what you can do, and, you know, it's not all going downhill, and maybe I can continue that every Saturday as much as I can, you know, it will, as well as covering, you know, some of the news from my perspective, because, you know, much akin to whenever I talk about the economy, especially the other night, it was pretty much Debbie Downer, you know, because it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the meantime, yeah, I'm hopefully gonna bring in a little bit of that, and of course, if you've ever heard any of my shows, I know a lot of people haven't really heard maybe some of my stuff last year, but a lot of it is about self-defense. And
right.
So I'm going to start off with Freedomizer Radio on some basics of self-defense, but why? And covering it from both angles. There's few topics you really want to be a fence rider on, and I think when it comes to self-defense and firearms, you really need to be a fence rider. You don't want to be
right. One
of those, in my opinion, that doesn't want to have anything to do with them, because they are a valuable tool. And at the same time, any valuable tool can be misused, and you can hit your thumb and hurt it. So hopefully I'm gonna go down the middle of that road and tell people how to be moderate in that instance.
No, hold on. Hey, I got 3 minutes.
And more often than not, I probably heard something about it, and we can go over it.
Okay. Well, it's nice to have you on board, KT, and it's nice to have you officially freedomized.
Ooh. That kind of sounds good, I guess, being freedomized.
Yeah, well, we have to activate the freedomizer 7 days a week.
That's right.
So I still need commercials from you and whoever else is on the network so that I can play you guys. So
I'll look
about.
Getting that in.
Yes. In the meantime, I just got the 60-second bell in my ear here, so I have to make sure you have the password and all that stuff so you can get on Saturday. So
Roger that.
Other than that, I think I'm pretty much done here. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and I want to say a special thanks again for Jerry Tarkanian coming out with us, and he will be with us again.
Is the fact that the guests, of course, now it kind of makes sense that the guests would be coming in more because, you know, you can put network after your, you know, and it's just bigger, you know.
Right, and it's funny that it's easier to get guests as well as sponsors when I say I run a network and my show is on weekdays instead of just saying Tuesdays and Fridays or whatever it is that I might have.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
So the goal is that if I can land a few sponsors, then I want to see, even if it's like $20 or $30 a month, I mean, I don't care. I just want to at least give something to the people that are making the show work, because as long as you're pressing, if you're pressing the button that says add, then you're helping me out, so you need to be compensated for that.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll get all that figured out. It's going to take a few weeks before we get to that point.
Yeah. Sponsors would be great, especially for you with all the work you've done, and you know, and I've got a few people, like I've said before, a few people that I kind of have in mind as sponsors. But for the most part, once I get the ball rolling, and see, I kind of have a benefit with just the one night, because all week long, I'm just listening to the radio, watching the news, and then when I think of something, you know, jot it down. You know, so I end up with a whole page of notes from the entire week, you know, of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I've noticed even things that are covered like Monday or Tuesday, they're not
right.
covered from my perspective. You know, I've got some sort of a, you know, weird cross wiring that makes me see some, you know, topics from some weird direction and come up with different ideas. And
I'm good at giving a few different avenues in the same topic at the same.
Seeing the same thing I was that I had said, and it would, you know, I was just like, wow, hey, there you go. You could, yeah, okay, everybody, you could listen to this, or you can come over to Freedomizer Radio, and you can hear KT actually come up with that same thing. So that's actually something I'm going to address on my show, the fact that I've had this in my notes all week, and they're talking about it. So. But,
hey, where did my comb go? Oh, you got it. Okay. No, that's cool. Yeah, my kids just have to get ready to go to grandma's, that's all. Grandma's coming here, so it's not like I have to do too much, but they just need to make sure they're ready.
Is she coming for the weekend?
No, they're going to grandma's house overnight because there's no school here tomorrow in Las Vegas. And
oh,
unfortunately, I still have a day job, so.
Right. Yeah. Hey,
do you think this first week was a success?
I think the first week was a success. What I'm actually wondering is, you know, a lot of times when you get a ball rolling, and you have a massive, you know, grand opening, then of course the problem is maintaining, you know, such success. So you'll have that sort of slowdown. And then, of course, but you're consistent. So you'll have to slow down, you'll stay consistent, and then I'm sure it'll pick back up again.
Right. Have you gone into the other shows, or did you just frequent mine so far?
I think I stopped by earlier. Earlier in the day, if I have things going on, I can't get to the shows. So hence I pop in later on, you know.
I can't believe we have people in for 6 hours at a time. Still there.
Not the old shows.
How long do they go? 6 months? 3 months?
The shows on the old channel were deleted when we were banned.
Oh, you mean yours? I thought you meant mine. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, mine are still there.
Yeah. Because we're so controversial. I'm not going to go into that.
No, I know.
But Val was supposed to give you a call.
Okay.
And talk to you. I'm probably going to have her on as a guest, and I may even use her as a guest host for me if she can make it. But she's been working I'm not sure if you caught.
I talked to
sure
her for like 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, she worked a lot. Yeah, we did. I did a Monday show, or she was supposed to do a Monday show, and then she got called into work right when the show was starting, and then I then performed Monday's show, but I wasn't ready because, you know, I spent the first 30 minutes on some of the stuff we talked about, and then the last 30 minutes I pulled my fingernails out. It was one of those, I'm not sure, I think you've had some shows before that you just had some time that it, you were, you know, it was.
Well, look
dead
at how my show went from it's like instantly it went from shows like that up to getting 3 and 4 guests in a 2-hour period.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, you mean with Freedomizer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to know, I mean, everybody gets to know you, and it's a large, it's going to be a large community. I mean,
not that
it's small right now, but.
Yeah, of course, it's going to grow even more, you know, because now you're getting the seven steps to Kevin Bacon going on. You've got people, all those people now talking to other people, and all those other YouTubers talking to, hey, did Bubba have his show this week?
No, he starts next week.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, there was some confusion with that.
All right.
Yeah, Demcat and Bubba will settle into their regular spots next week. And Dr.
Okay.
Mark Taylor, who I was trying to get before, but he didn't know me, so he didn't respond to me.
Okay. Yeah, and Doc said he's going to have on End Times Watchmen, which is...
Oh, you saw that?
Which is interesting. End Times Watchmen has been, you know, I've seen him. I agree with his philosophy, I'll say that. I may not agree with everybody, but everything and with everybody, but
yeah, when did he say when End Time Watchmen is coming on?
Oh, was that Tuesday? I think it may have been Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Does Doc do Tuesday?
No, Doc does not do Tuesday.
Well, then I guess it can't be Tuesday. Oh, you do Tuesday. No, Doc does Tuesday before you do.
No, Doc does my shows Mondays and Wednesdays before I do.
Oh. Wow. Oh, boy. I really, really got to write this down.
I know. That's why I couldn't even.
It's surprising how easy the week went with, I guess everybody knows their spot.
Yeah, everybody has said so far, or at least a few people said there's a structure, and everybody likes it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows exactly what they're getting. There's no. Well, I wonder if this is going to happen or that or whatever.
Right.
And it's just been total cooperation so far.
Are you message me over the login stuff? I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just check it out later then. Over at KT.
Yeah. Why don't you email me at my regular email address if you don't mind?
Oh well, let me.
Or you can email me at the work address, which is proof@freedomizerradio.com, and I'll just shoot it back to you.
At the work address, proof@freedomizerradio.com.
Yeah, I need to go in there tomorrow and make Marge an email. And you said you want one, right?
That would probably be good. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd
I guess
be happy.
And for the sake of the people, yeah, KT will probably just be good. And
okay.
I'm not sure if you noticed, I already shortened
yeah,
my name down. Well, I found out how to. For the longest, I tried it before. For some reason, I just didn't click whatever tab that was, and and then I tried it again, and I, you know, I clicked the tab, and I went, hey, there it is, and I shortened my name to where it's a whole lot easier, because, you know, the original name was just put in there, because I was just becoming not a guest, and so now being that I'm KT, I thought, okay, I need to be just KT, so I left all the dots, though.
Yeah.
That's part of my open disclosure agreement with myself. is the dots. So I'm just waiting for somebody to maybe catch on, but if they don't, they don't.
No, I like how the first week has gone so far, and I think this is usually the first weeks are the ones that are the hardest to get through because everybody has to know their role. And I mean, I got stuck with Bob Chapman unfortunately going into the wrong chat room, but other than that, it's been okay.
Well, I think you cheated.
I cheated?
Yeah. I think you had like two shows that were test shows. With the troops before the week actually started. So you kind of did some preliminary. Maybe not cheated, but you laid some groundwork before the week.
Yeah.
And that made it run smoother.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to help get some kids to sleep, I think, or try to.
Yeah, same here. I need to deactivate my Freedomizer.
Yeah. All right, Freedomizer on there, Bruce. Freedomizer on.
All right, sir. All right, have a good night.
You too, bye.